When people talk about success in music, one phrase almost always comes up: top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. For decades, this has been the ultimate badge of achievement. It means fame, exposure, and the perception of making it big. But what does it really mean financially? How much money is actually behind the glory of landing in the Billboard Top 10? In this episode of Behind the Charts, we'll peel back the layers of the business to show what chart success means for artists, labels, and everyone else in the industry. First, let's understand what the Billboard Hot 100 measures. The chart combines three main factors: streaming, sales, and radio airplay. In recent years, streaming has become the dominant driver, with platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube accounting for a huge portion of chart points. Digital sales, once powerful, have declined, but still count. Radio spins remain influential, especially for mainstream pop. The chart is essentially a weighted formula, mixing all these numbers into one ranking. So let's say your song breaks into the top 10. Congratulations! Now, how does that translate into dollars? The biggest driver is streaming revenue. For instance, a top 10 song on average might earn 15 to 20 million streams per week in the US alone. Using the rough payout rates of 0.003 to 0.005 per stream, that's between $45,000 and $100,000 per week in recording revenue before splits. Over months, this adds up to millions, though it's shared across labels, artists, producers, and songwriters. Sales also play a role. Even though downloads are not as strong as they once were, big singles still sell tens of thousands of copies when they peak. At $1.29 per sale, 50,000 downloads generate around $65,000. Again, labels and platforms take their cut, but it's real money. For artists who own their masters or release independently, this piece can be more lucrative than streams. Radio airplay, while not directly a consumer transaction, translates into performance royalties. Every spin is tracked by performing rights organizations like ASCAP BMI or SESAC in the US. These royalties flow to songwriters and publishers, not performers. For a hit that dominates radio, this can amount to hundreds of thousands, even millions, over time. Songwriters often benefit most from this part of the equation, which is why writing credits on top 10 hits are so valuable. But chart success is not just about direct revenue. It also creates momentum for touring, merchandise, and brand partnerships. A top 10 hit can elevate an artist's profile, allowing them to charge higher fees for live shows. A mid-level artist might jump from $20,000 a night to $100,000 once they've got a charting single. Merch sales spike as more fans engage. Brands come calling, eager to attach themselves to the cultural moment. A single top 10 hit can generate six or seven figures in sponsorship deals, depending on the artist's reach and image. Of course, behind all this is the cost of getting to the top 10. Record labels invest heavily in promotion. Radio promotion campaigns can cost hundreds of thousands. Marketing on TikTok, YouTube ads, playlist pitching, PR campaigns all require significant budgets. For major labels, spending $500,000 to push a single is not unusual. That means the first wave of revenue often recoups costs rather than going directly into artists' pockets. Independent artists face the opposite challenge: less cost, but also fewer resources to break through. Another important detail: not all top 10 hits are equally profitable. A song that leans heavily on radio may generate strong exposure, but less streaming revenue. a viral TikTok hit might rake in streams but lack long-term radio presence. Genre matters too. Hip-hop and pop dominate streaming, while country and rock sometimes perform better in sales and touring. The financial outcomes vary widely. Consider an example. Blinding Lights by The Weeknd spent weeks in the top 10, eventually becoming the longest-running hit in Hot 100 history. The streaming numbers alone generated millions in recording revenue, adding global touring demand, sponsorships, and the sheer exposure, and it became one of the most profitable songs of the decade. On the other hand, some tracks that peak at number 8 or 9 might fade quickly, earning a burst of income but not long-lasting wealth. There's also the question of ownership. Artists who write and own their masters keep a much larger share of top 10 revenue. Taylor Swift, for example, has famously fought for control of her masters. When she charted with re-recordings like All Too Well, Taylor's version, she retained a greater share of the financial pie. Compare that to newer artists signed to major labels on traditional contracts, who might only see 15 or 20% of recording royalties after deductions. Another overlooked group are the producers and songwriters. Many top 10 hits are the product of a team. Sometimes 5, 10, or even 15 people share writing credit. That means the publishing slice of royalties, while valuable, is divided into small pieces. For songwriters who don't tour or do brand deals, chart success is still crucial. It can mean the difference between struggling and thriving. So, when a song hits the Billboard top 10, money does flow, but in many different directions. Labels recoup their investments and make profits. Publishers and songwriters get their share from performance and mechanical royalties. Artists often see increased touring income and brand opportunities. The chart position itself is partly symbolic. It's about prestige, momentum, and leverage for future deals. The glory of the top 10 is real, but the dollars are complex. Some artists walk away with life-changing money. Others mainly gain exposure and industry credibility, while the financial windfall goes to labels and publishers. Either way, a top 10 hit is rarely the end of the story. It's a stepping stone to the bigger business of music, tours, albums, and brands. So next time you see a headline about who's in the top 10, remember, behind the charts, the money is moving in many directions, and the glory doesn't always match the paycheck. That's why we'll keep asking, what's really happening behind the charts?